when Simon Tes Zayin Sif Aleph. Shiat Aleph Shechayev B'Tzitzis, and let us elaborate, perhaps this Pasuk, this Mechaber is speaking about a Talis Godel. What is the minimum shear of a Talis Godel? Shear Talis Shechayev B'Tzitzis, Sheyiskase Bo Bo'erech U'Bereichev, that he'll be able to cover himself in the width and in the length, roishai v'rubay shel koton, the roish in the rubay shel koton, amisalech levadai bishuk, he walks alone in the street, v'nitzorech acher l'shamroi. Now, these conditions, speaking about, we'll see, speaking about a 9-year-old cotton, but it has a whole ariches to explain that that's how we derive the shear, the minimum shear of a talus cotton. So I'd like to say over the Shulchan Aruch Harav, the Shulchan Aruch Harav says as follows, shear talus shechayevis betzitzit, Shiaru Chachomim im hi gdoilo kolkach. If it's large enough, shekotn shegiya lechlal mitzvus chinach mitzvus tzitzis. If we have a cotton that he's old enough for to be mechanachim be mitzvus tzitzis, tahainu shehu ben tes shonim. He's 9 years old. So what's the lechayra, the shir chinuch should be before, right after 9 years old? So he says something very interesting. Sha'oz hu mis'alech levadai bishuk. Then a 9-year old, he can walk already in the street. V'talisay olov, and he's wearing a talis. Ve'ein tzorech lishmer talisoi shalayei oved mimenu. And you don't have to watch that. Means I can trust him, I'll buy him a talis, he'll walk in the street, and he's covering himself with this talis, and I don't have to be doyeg, but he's going to leave it there in the street, he's going to lose it. A 9-year-old has enough responsibility that if I give him a talus, I can be assured he'll wear it in the street. V'imu miskase bo roishai v'ruboi. Now, that roishai means the roish. So we're talking about really a talus that he's miskase. He covers his head, he covers the goop, like a talus that's oimed le'itov. V'ruboi means oirech gufoi, roiv of his, that means it covers the head, and besides that, roiv of his height is covered, roiv of the width of his, of the back of his body is covered. So Mamela, that is the shear. So when they gave the shear chinuch of a cotton, so we have Kotni Yedeil is Atev, Oviv Chayev, Liknes Leitzitzis. But it seems, it could be he knows to make Ituf before. But the mitzvah of Levishas Talis is Be'etzim the whole day. It could be there were Talis the whole day, Bizman Chazal. There were Talisim the whole day. So a Kotn calls man. You can't trust him with a talus the whole day. He's under your supervision. I'll see. He doesn't lose the talus. But a 9-year-old is capable of being misateid and covering his goof with such a talus. We ever will speak the dimensions of this talus. But these are the dimensions that a 9-year-old can be miskase roishay v'rubay. Now we understand the show. You don't have to watch him. That means he can wear the talus at all times. So then he becomes a bar chinuch of the mitzvah of tzitzis. Like in somewhere the Kizach, the Bikur Yaakov says the mitzvah schinnich of Sukkah by a cotton is Shein Sorich Le'imoy, that means he can sleep in the Sukkah by night. The mother is not sleeping in the Sukkah, and he'll sleep there by night. So then that's the mitzvah, then you mechanech a cotton. But if he can't sleep there at night, he can be there by day, the mother can be in the Sukkah by day. By night he can't sleep there. There's no mitzvah of chinuch. The mitzvah of chinuch is when the cotton is capable of being mekayim, the mitzvah with all its pratim. Mitzvah shishim the Sukkah is by day and by night. So if he can sleep there alone without his mother, then there's a chiyuv chinuch. So it would seem they wore the talis the whole day. So Kol's man, you can't trust them with a talis by day. You'll go out and you'll have to buy a new pair of talisim each day. So that's not called the Giyah Lechinuf Shal Mitzvah Sitzes. But if he's old enough and you don't have to watch him, so now that's the shear. And that is the minimum shear of a beggar that's Chayav B'Tzitzes. Hago, now the Ramos says, V'oz Chayav B'Tzitzes, and then if we have this minimum shear, it's Chayav B'Tzitzes. V'dav k'kshagodu loiv shoy pa'omev Arai v'yotzei be'lushuk. But so the Ramah says the Pasha is another condition. It is not sufficient that this is his ashir itu for a cotton, but this size, a godol means a bar mitzvah bocha, will also put it on sometimes, and he won't be embarrassed. That means he'll stand by the door of his house, and he'll be wearing such a talus also. So if it's the sheer itav of a cotton plus a bar mitzvah bocha will not be embarrassed for the agoy to wear this talus in front of the door, in front of the rechayiv, so then it's chayiv b'tzitzes. So now, let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Shel cotton, v'haynu ben tes shonim. Now, the truth is, here we're partially talking about a talus godel. So that is the sheer talus, that's chayiv b'tzitzes. The truth is, Ramin Simen Kofyud Mepalpo, Hayech Yoitzim B'tal Knofes Aktanim Mezeh Hashir. That means people used to wear talasim ktanim, which was smaller than this. We didn't say exactly what the sheer is, but the talasim ktanim in area are, they don't have so much material that would be necessary for to be mechase a cotton bentes. So the Maramins ask, so how are we yotze with the talis and ktanim? The Teirev Dvorah, so the Maramin says, the mutav leilech mehem, Mileilech kolayim beleitzitzis. He says somehow people did not wear big talasim ktanim. The minig olamor they wore small talasim ktanim. So mele, so between you and me, they're not being mekayim mitzvah sitzis because it's less than the shear. So al kaponim. So what should I say? They shouldn't wear it at all. No, there's an inyan. If you're wearing such a talus cotton, there's an inyan because they're wearing tzitzis al kaponim. It's a zeicha mitzvah tzitzis. Ubedaki moishim simiches kosev lalamit om. Good. So, lamai says that mekayim mitzvah tzitzis. Lalamit om shiyimochu beboika al talus godu. Viyivtu asakotn viyochu boker layev. That they should not make a broch on the talus cotton because the talus cotton doesn't have the minimum shiur. She make a broche, and they can wear this talus cotton the whole day. We'll be speaking about this later. Umikol moke, imev shel odom, she yasa godu shuke shiur. If he can make a talus cotton, which is the size of roishe verubay shel cotton, matoy v'manoy, then he's mekayim mitzvah sitzes with the talus cotton, askal l'shein. V'yase ha'ksofayim shel talus cotton rechovim. Now we're speaking about a talus cotton. So talus cotton, we have three chalokim. of a talus cotton. A talus cotton, we have the chalik in the front. We have the chalik in the back. And then we have a hole where the neck goes through. And then we have the talus covers his shoulders. So now he's talking about the width of the area that's covering his shoulders. How wide should it be? So he says, V'yasek sefayim shel talus cotton rechovim, it should be wide. Kedei she'nikorim v'yaleim teiras beged v'loy shem ritzuis. That means if you will wear Alev Ashir in front of me, Alev Ashir in back of me, and I'll attach the two chalokim of the talus cotton with a ritzuis, with a that's holding both chalokim of the talus cotton. So it doesn't have a shem beged. It's not called a beged because it's not a beged. They have something's covering over here, something's covering there, and it's attached with a ritzua that doesn't give it a tail's beg. So memela, the area that's covering the shoulders, it should be material here. It should not be a thin strip of material. It should be material, should be rechovim tzas. This is a vague measurement, but it should be rechovim tzas. That it should give a tzur of a beged. This is a beged. I put on the beged. There's a front and the back, and it covers the shoulders to an extent. Then there is a teiras beged, and then you can make a bracha. Now that's how the Machtzis HaShekel learns pshat in this halacha. That the purpose of rechovim, that it should be wide, it should have a tzura of a beged. Because we want to make from this talus cotton a beged, so a beged is not two chalokim which attach with the tzuis. To give it a teres beged, we have that's covering kol chelkei gufay, and it's covering the shoulders also to an extent. That's called a beged. The Chazanish holds, and we're going to see later in the Mishnah Berurah, the Chazanish holds as follows. The Chazanish holds, the Mishnah Berurah is going to say later that the shear of the width and length of a beged, let us just say a Mehudadik shear, is a Amo Alamo. And let us speak, an Amo Alamo is, because in each hole there's 23 inches an amma, the Mechaim knows, 19 inches an amma. Well, let's say 23 inches. So it should be an amma al amma in the front. It should be an amma al amma in the back. Fine, so we have an amma al amma. Now, but the Mishnah Berurah says, the nekev is not oile to be mashlim this year. So that means wherever there's a hole, you don't have amma al amma. So now I'm going to start scratching my head, and I'm going to say, so there's a hole. So now I have to have an amma from the hole. I need an amma from each side. But if he says the nekev is not oile l'minyans, I need an amma of material. So don't come on, I need a very big talus cotton, because the nekev is not mashlim this year. So the Chazanish says, Amir de Kezach, the Chazanish says, and that's Pshat and this Mahil, that you should make sure that the area of the shoulders on each side is larger than the naked. That means, let's say if an Amo is 23 inches, so the Kesef should be 8 inches on each side, so you have 8 and 8. And the hole will be 7 inches. So Memelis, you have Oymed Meruba ala Poritz. That's like this, we just said, a vague terminology that the side should be broad. How broad? It's very... So from the Machtzis HaShekel, it should be, look, have a tzur of a beged, not of a ritzur. Because then he said, no, there's a halacha, how broad it has to be. That the width of which is covering the two shoulders should be more than the hole. You have oimed meruba laporet, and then the hole is mashlam the shield. So you can have 23 inches over here, 23 inches over here, even though I have a hole, if from the hole to the end of the beged there's 8 inches, some emela, and the hole is 7 inches, some emela. So that is, that's how the Chazanish learns pshat in this halacha, that to make sure that the shoulders should be wide, it shouldn't be a thin ritzua. Va'oz, now let's go for it. Va'oz chayiv betzitzis, if you have this year, so then it's chayiv betzitzis. Godel haloimsha, safilu a godel will put on such a beged. Now let's go back to talis godel. Safilu a godel will put on such a talis godel. Lafuki imein boizeh ashir shal roishe v'rubay, but if it doesn't have the shir of roishe v'rubay, oz v'kuli alma potter. Now, afilu me godel yoytze bo bakroi lishuk. That means, that's pshat men deramah. The Ramah says, "Va'oz, if it's the shir of Roishi v'Rubei Shalkon, then it's chayiv v'tzitzis, and also if a godel will wear a bar mitzvah, will wear it bakroi." But he says, if it doesn't have the shir, if it doesn't have the shir, if a main boy shir shal Roishi v'Rubei Shalkon, kulam v'potah, after him a godel yaitze be bakroi l'shir. Ach in derech anshei hamokim shehagdoilim yelchavoy bekvar l'shuk ve'ino misbayishim. But what is, this is a small baget, but the gdoilim will wear this in the shuk, and it is less than the shir, but they wear it, this is the doifen alavish, not pakroi. The gdoilim of the year, that means all they wear this. Mashmi midivrei abach techayev betzitzis, then it's chayev betzitzis, line bebir aloche. Bir aloche means that we're speaking about of all the gedolim of the year, mean are not embarrassed to wear such a beged, so the bach holds yechayev, because then he says chas v'sholom, she never, it's a zicha potter. Now, so the Ramos says, shagodu ben yud gimul shone, if a bar mitzvah boche, Bashuk, he will sometimes he'll go out to the street with his bag. Lashuk, oy le Pesach beisrei bochay, will stand by his door, which opens up to the street. He's not embarrassed. A godel will wear this. Avol im a godel misbayish lo tzeis boi afilu bakroi lashuk. But if a godel is embarrassed to stand by the door, Bar Mitzvah Boch is embarrassed to stand by the door because this beged is too short, it doesn't cover enough of his body. In the house, let's see, he would wear it, but if he's embarrassed to wear it when people see him, he doesn't have a shame beged. V'yesh chelkim bozeh, esfiru lud, v'abine rakim yesh b'kilachasa yisroyshe v'ruba yishalkot. That means you don't need two conditions in order to be chayiv betzitzis. If it has the shir, kilachasa yisroyshe v'ruba yishalkot, that is sufficient, even though a bar mitzvah bocho would be embarrassed to wear it in public. Piskimo achroinim lahach meshlo levoich otal leskot nam sheyes bitzei reishe v'rubi shokot. We don't hold like the second day. Magodum ispayish lo tzispey bakroi lishu. Da'am shehu yoitzei, even let's say this person will go out, but for daitei eitzul kolot. Fine. Now we said a vague measurement of the beged, roishay v'ruboy shalkot. That is the shir. Now, in exactly what is this mide? Kosu v'seifu priyos v'shem terechoch meshish yuroi shloishay rivei amo v'oirech v'chatzi amo v'oirechet. So that means that it's a half an amma bereichiv, and it's that's the reichiv, and it's two thirds of an amma bereich. The cost of alze, and that will be on each side, mustamet. That means a length on each side is two thirds of an amma. and then the width is a half an amet. Kotzel is a master of shekel, v'alts is a chaim shein smachlu, z'amin ha-shas. There's no smach that this is considered the shir. Yeah. But prad ma she kotzel, chatzi amo v'roiche, v'hef an amo. That means 11 inches, that would be, that's very not mesava. Ominigan shem aise, l'dagdeik, the minigal shemaisa, it should be an amma milafonov, an amma in front, an amma milachov. The nekev veisa tzavei no'ilo l'minyin. And the nekev is not mashum dominion, but alf kodem kaza yeitz min asfekis v'yochel v'yecholov. V'al koponim. If one does not want to be machmer so much, lo yifchesh mishloi shiri v'yama bo'irich l'chol tzad. It should be 3/4 of an ame, 3/4 of an ame on each side, at least. Yilafoche yesh b'fshash bocha l'vatova, kos v'achoynim shemodadu v'nimtsu sheshir roishe v'rubay shokotnu v'ama v'chatsi. So that means, so amma v'chatzi means, so it's 3/4 of an amma on each side. So the whole length of the talus is 3/4 plus 3/4 is an amma and a half. And the width is 3/4, so kaponim. So that is the minimum shear that one could be making. Now, find the halacha. Mashen loigim ashkenazim. Shaloikin chatiches beged cotton echod melafono, the echod milaacha, betoven by ritzus, vaisim ben tzitzis, was a minig dashkenazim, took like a small piece of material, and then this ritzus attaching both sides, and they put tzitzis on that. And yaitim was a klau chai vasitzis, so that makam mitzvah sitzis, and mavachim mevapa mitzvah sitzis, levochim blochle vatova bachol yain. So every day the Namakai Mitzvah sits it and they make a bracha of a tola. Kamosolot is by Bishabbos, you know how to wear it Bishabbos. So we'll be saying, you do it, Gimelayim Shah. Ba'al koponim ho'isim kein le'yivoch alem. If you do this, then I can't convince you not to get a bigger talus cotton, but please do not make a bracha. Le'yivochu ba'boikal talus cotton, b'zeyehu kol ayoyim. So even though halachically you're not mekayim mitzvah tzitzis, perhaps the rayon of tzitzis you'll hear the al kaponim, but chas v'shom don't make a bracha. Avol kol yirei shemaim lo yismech al zeh klal, we shouldn't rely on such an hodim, al yase beged mamish kol medina lefim min hodim. Or the eizem mekoyim is noigim shebeged anikre kamizel oivest to pesuach ma'achra v'oisen v'oitzitzis bedalok nofois. So those mamish habeged, perhaps it's a vest or a type of a sweater, and it was open melufon of malacha, and it was taka habeged that covered the goof v'oisen v'oitzitzis bedalok nofois of ashrela. It can be sewn together and there's a hole to stick in the hand. But it's preferable not to have sleeves. In lova shatalos niskapo k'tas, k'derech loiv shebeglavim, if he has a talos cotton, and it's folded over, and if you look after it's folded, it doesn't have the proper shear. V'achish niskapo in b'gishir k'derech l'chaz v'leish v'rubi, k'osu b'chivis b'shake, simen k'uvov, d'kim v'shayimid l'ispashit, k'posh yitom, since you could stretch it out, and it'll have the shear, so it doesn't matter that it's folded up. Avshalayn is pashat adai, reyesh beke shear, ein schön bleiben der Haie Talos Konzert bei der Lachse Freische bei Rubai und Le Meise and Le Meise you sewed it together mit vier Einbeike Schepot mit Tissis etc. Let's go a little further. Simen Yitzayim. Mi heim achayobim betzitzis. Af al gav dechsiv reisem o yisoy. So the posik is speaking about a beged or a leivish of a beged that he should look at the tzitzis. So, l'chayre, from these words, I would say that a suva, a blind person who is not capable of mimikayim, the ori'isa moisoi, is not chayim betzitzitz. Hafal pike, suma chayim betzitzitz. Bibnei shenisrabe asher techasabo. That means there are two droshes. Ori'isa moisoi, it seems, that you should be capable of looking at the tzitzit. Asher techasabo, it seems that any beged you're covering yourself with is chayim betzitzit. So I have stira dekedroshes, and I say that asher techasabo means any beged that is capable of covering the person is chayim betzitzit, even though he can't see the tzitzit. And this is lamayit that means in a zman when it is not capable to see the tzitzis, that means at night when it's dark. So memele, so ksuslaylo is potter min tzitzis. Zot the Mishnah Berurah chay betzitzis asum es chay betzitzis uposhiti yoch levorich gam ken alei. Now, we had before you make a brocha, you should be boided the tzitzis to see if they didn't get puzzled. So he should be boided it the mishmashobav, he should be able to feel if the tzitzis are shleim. Or yivakish lach el abotkom, or you should ask someone else to be boided the tzitzis, ksus laila. Now, so I have here two droshes. Reisem oisoi is a miyut that you should be able to see it. Asher techasabo is a ribui, even though it's not a reisem moisei. So I make this pshore. I say reisem moisei is mamayit ksus, laylo. Asher techasabo is marbe sume. So now the Mishibur says, vasvore neistenes, let's say punkt verkehrt, let's say reisem moisei is mamayit sume. And Asher techasabo is memayit is marbe ksus laylo. So he says no. Vasvore naisenes. The svore is l'rabis ksusume l'mayit ksus laylo. Mishum the ksus sume yeshne al kaponim b'riya itzel acherim. There's a possibility of b'riya from others. And Avoksus Laila in the Riyah Eitzel Acherim. It's very interesting that the Riyah Eitzel Acherim means something. Risa Moshe is Chalta Veskol Mitzvah is Hashem. I mean, the other person who sees the tzitzis the Summa is wearing doesn't help the Summa anything. But Kaponim, Chazal seemed to hold that Riyah Eitzel Acherim is better than Laila, which Achazim cannot see. Now, let's go further. Noshim, Vavodim, Pturim, Neshim, Mitzvah, Sasei, Shez, Manklom. Noshim, Apota, with the Mitzvah, Sasei, Shez, Manklom. Ago, Mikol, Mokim, Im Reutzim, La'atvoi, if they want to put on tzitzis, Ulavorich, Olof, Ashus, Piyodom, Kemoi, Sha'ar, Mitzvah, Sasei, Shez, Manklom. Just like women make a broche on lulav, on shayfal, sukkah, so they can make a broche on the talus if they want. Hagor. So he says, yeah. Ach, merzi ki yu, but it looks like gaiva. That means, meikir adin, they could make a bracha, but for a woman to make a bracha on tzitzis, it's merci kegai. We'll see soon. Merci kegai. What? Oh, we'll see soon. What? We are speaking about not a talis. A talis is a malbush of a zocho. She can't wear a talis. Chas v'shalom. Now she's wearing a woman's baguette, which is dalit knofes. There's four corners. So what? That's right. So theoretically, she could put on tzitzis and make a baruchim. But she shouldn't do it because this looks like you are the, like Kaiva. Lachain, since it will explain later, Lachain ain't lemlil by sisters, so that they shouldn't wear sisters. Because, Hoyo, ain't a chayvas kabre, perish ain't a chayv likness le talus, they she is chayv the sisters. Which garment? A woman's garment is for consecrate. She zicher can wear it. She should put on tzitzis. She should not put on tzitzis because since this mitzvah is different than other mitzvahs, it means lulav is a chiv and a zocho to take a lulav. So mameila, a woman could be machnas herself, he has a chiv. She could be machnas herself in the chiv. That doesn't look like gaiva. But tzitzis, there's no chiv in a person to wear a beggar chest by dalva knofes. So his chiv of tzitzis is if he puts on a beggar, so then he's chayv a tzitzis. So such a chiv, I'll also follow suit. That's called yuar already. That means she wants to, that is a little bit stretching it too far. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Shez man grama da balayla lav zman tzitzisu. V'chol mitzisesu shez man grama nashim turis ma'am. Afal mit rabbonu. Duk shekolot, how do we know that a woman is potter? Duk shekolot teru l'tzum. Yuchsivu l'man tia teres Hashem b'ficho. Now by tefillin, it says l'man tia teres Hashem b'ficho. So it seems teres Hashem is hookish to tefillin. V'chomoy depturis mit tefillin. And now they know the part of Antilum, the Iskish Latalmud Torah, the Chsiv Vishinantam Levanecha Velo Levneisecha. It says, the Kshautam Loisaidecha, Poyotetov is Beinecha, Vishinantam Levanecha, Gibartam Bom, Kshautam Loisaidecha. So Tfilim, Kshautam Lois, is Hukish to Vishinantam. Vishinantam, it says, Amir Levanecha Veloy Levneisecha. Okay, so Memel is a hekish of tefillin to Limud HaTorah. And so, and just like the part of Limud HaTorah, because it says, Vishinantam Levanecha Veloy Levneisecha. So just like the part of Limud HaTorah, the part of Tzum, because it's a hekish of Shaltam to Vishinantam. And kol ha'teira kul ha'sukish l'tvilum antiyat es Hashem b'fichom. So just like the potter from Tzum, the potter from all mitzvahs, sasei shes manglom. If tuz gomitzu sasei shes manglom. Vavodim yalfinom b'nzei rishov ulolo me'isha. Chomitzvah shishe p'ture gam ha'evet potter. Levorech olov and you can make a brochim. Da'af Mishainoi mitzuva voice. Now, so a woman theoretically can make a brochet, which the sesh shows man grub. Dav Mishainoi mitzuva voice, yeshloi socha, they have schar. Vishaychloi mitzivono, kibinshanoshim mitzavu, gamhein yeshloim socha. So, it's very unclear. So, the Master Sashekel explains as follows. That means the birchas ha-mitzvahs that we make is because Rabbi Yisrael gives schar for that. So the Master Shekel says, please, you're doing the mitzvah of an asla kabel schar? No. I'm not doing the mitzvah for that, but if the Rabbi Yisrael gives schar for this pu'ula, I'm getting schar from the Rabbi Yisrael, which is a schar mitzri. So I can have an erech of the chesivus of what I'm doing. The Rabbi Yisrael gives schar for this. I will tell you, do this, I'll give you $1 million. So I can understand from this that this is a choshev ezach. If someone will pay me $1 million for this. If schar mitzvah by Al-Malek, the Rabbi Yisrael is paying schar for this, so I can understand what the mitzvah is. So the biches ha-mitzvah, the erech of the mitzvah, we can, our kaponim, have a erech in our mind, because the Bishlam gives schar for this. So that is why we make a broch on the mitzvah, because we see what the mitzvah is. Now, a woman also gets schar. Now, gadol ha-mitzvah v'oisem emish eina mitzvah v'oisem. She's not mitzvah, she's an eina mitzvah, she also gets schar. So theoretically, she's also doing something. She can get schar for it. The word v'tzivonu is problematic. How can she say v'tzivonu? V'tzivonu is going on the schorim. So she says, the Rishon gave such a mitzvah that the schorim have a mitzvah. And the schorim gets schar from this, so Melech, I see it's a mirah v'kezach, so I can make the broche because I'm also doing a mirah v'kezach. Because it's ain't a mitzvah, but it's also my ridiculous.